Hello.
Hey.
Welcome to the June 2023 episode of the Woodman Worship Podcast. I'm Carson, of course. We have Casey here as well. Chuck Ray's not here.
No.
Which seems to be happening
a lot.
Somewhat often this year.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say about that.
Yep.
But we have two special guests joining us on the pod today. We've got Mallory.
Hey.
And Liam.
What's up?
And Mallory and Liam are our two summer interns.
Woo! Yay!
Insert crowd cheering.
Yes.
We're super excited to have them here. As is tradition, we have to get them on the pod to introduce them to you all before you see them on a weekend, but also, of course, to put them on the intern hot seat later in the episode. But let's get to know you a little bit. Liam, where are you from? What school are you going to? What are you doing here this summer?
Yeah. Well, I'm a worship intern, as you already said.
Yeah.
I'm from Cedar Rapids,
Iowa. The
best
intern to be.
Nice. Yep. From Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I currently go to Ozark Christian College in Joplin, Missouri, where I live with my wonderful wife, who I've been married to for a year.
That's awesome. What's your wife's name?
Maddie.
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 And what campus are you going to be at this summer?
I'm going to mostly be at Rock Rimmon and Southwest.
Yeah.
Sweet. Awesome.
All right. Mallory?
I am also a worship intern. I'm going to be at Heights pretty much every weekend. And I am a worship major from Liberty University. I'm going to be a senior. And I grew up in Northern Illinois. So, yeah, Midwest.
Love it. Midwest, right?
Midwest, here. Represent.
Yeah. Midwest, represent.
That's why we get along so well.
A long line of successful Liberty interns.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a long line of successful Midwesterners.
Also that.
Yeah.
That is what I was going
to
say.
Honored to be a part of both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same. Sweet. Well, yeah, we'll put them on the hot seat later. But yeah, excited to have you guys.
Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's one thing you've noticed about Woodman that you have been super excited about? And then we'll do more hot seat. The hottest intern hot seat ever later. But what's one thing you're pumped about Woodman?
I would say that just particularly like the worship department, like you guys have a lot of fun. And I just really love that because that's really important. But also you value connection with the congregation, like hence like the just like prayer like down front. Like I noticed that and I think that is incredibly important, and I noticed it like immediately, and it's something that like anywhere I would go, I would want to implement in a church.
So, awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mallory.
I have to agree with Mallory. Just your value and focus on loving people is just really evident and something you want to be a part of when you're at a church. So.
But also, what other worship department has a podcast?
Oh, yeah. That's like my favorite part.
A very narrow demographic
yes.
for this podcast.
Yes.
But grateful for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, sweet. We got a lot to talk about today. So we're going to get right into it with On the Radar. All right. First up, a very important, very exciting rename of our lovely team that makes the world go round. And that is... Am I wrong?
No, you're
I'm not wrong. This team does so much to make literally everything happen.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happens on the weekend without these people.
It's true.
And we've referred to them to years as the tech team.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple problems with calling them the tech team.
Mm-hmm.
One, there is another department around that is IT that specifically deals with
Technology. Yes.
Not necessarily the same technology we're dealing with on the weekends, but you could see how that could be a little bit confusing.
Mm-hmm.
The other problem with the name, the tech team, is across the entire industry outside of the church, those roles are never referred to as the tech team.
Mm-hmm.
They're referred to as production.
Yeah.
And so, to respect the roles, to add a little bit of, I think, professionalism to that team, we are renaming it from the tech team to the production team.
Yeah. I think this is awesome. And it's just a great reminder to all of us. I think in years past, you know, worship folks have been accused or guilty of, I know I have, of just of thinking that the people on the tech team are responsible for turning things on and turning things off and turning things up and turning things down. And I think that's like that label of tech team just really narrows their role to specifically pushing buttons. And they just do so much more. They do so much more. They really are problem solving a wide gamut of things that we don't even know about on a weekend to make all the pieces fit, to make all the service pieces flow together well. And so production just really encompasses so much more of what they do and really acknowledges that, like, we're on stage and we're putting out sound, but they are responsible for making it translate to the congregation and what's happening in the service and in the room. So we're super pumped for this name change. Syntax does matter, right?
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah, for sure.
So
put that on a mug.
We'll be handing those out next year for MP Appreciation Weekend.
Syntax does matter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Support your production team.
Yeah.
So that encompasses all. Well, anyways, what are we calling the tech booth then? This is a question I have.
I don't know if this is a discussion for the pod or not.
Oh, okay. Well, all those people that are there, yeah, are production. Also, camera folks, people running camera.
Yeah. Yeah, no, video, lighting, and audio. I mean, all yeah, those things work together to create an environment where we get to come together and worship. And, you know, people on stage are doing their thing, but production is really creating the space and the environment for mm-hmm, people to meet with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing. And so, yeah, we respect that and value that. And so, again, it's just the name, but...
Syntax does matter.
Syntax does matter.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's
production
right,
team.
Production team.
And if you catch someone in the green room saying tech guy or tech team...
You get to kick them in the shin.
I wasn't going to be that extreme, but, like, you know, let's all let's all get on the same page on this. And
yeah, yeah, reminders, helpful reminders.
Yeah.
Change those habits. Mallory, what's your favorite production team role?
Video editor.
Definitely audio. I mean, they make us sound good.
Just drink some more coffee here. So you were saying audio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Liam?
I mean, I feel like you have to go audio. I mean, lighting people are cool too.
I've always wanted to learn how to do lighting.
Mm.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. But I work the weekends, and so it's hard for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, so. Oh.
I don't know. Audio is just like rocket science to me. Like, I'm
oh,
like,
for
how,
sure.
How are you guys so smart?
Very Dale, smart. How are you so smart? All right.
Give him a microphone.
Yeah. Well. He's so good on the microphone. He really is. He has a voice of an angel. You should hear him, huh, you should hear him sing.
Really?
Yeah, ask him next time you see him.
What kind of music does Dale sing?
Oh, let's not okay, worry about that. Right. Next time you see him.
Okay.
Casey, you want to talk a little bit about this summer and what we have to look forward to?
Yes. It is summer. It doesn't feel like summer outside, so you may not know that it's summer because it's been raining almost every day, typical Colorado fashion. However, it's summer, guys, and super, super fun time. Josh will be headed out at the end of June on his teaching break, which we're so grateful that our elders care for our senior pastor in that way. And it's a really important time because he's not only taking a break from teaching, but he's really seeking the Lord on what God wants our church to study in the next year ahead. So you guys can be praying for Pastor Josh as he is putting that all together this summer. And while he's gone, we get the amazing privilege of hearing from our campus pastors. They're going to be doing a special summer series about our church values: gather, connect, grow, and contribute. And those are values that we've defined as a church, but really they're values for every follower of Christ, right? They're biblical, biblical values and mandates from the Lord, of how to grow in your walk with God. And so, they will be, taking turns preaching, live from various campuses, but it will be streamed to everywhere. So you guys will all get to experience each one, which is cool. And then we'll have just two guest teachers joining us, Pastor Derek Delane from Nashville. We partner with his church in Nashville, as Woodman try to support their ministry that they're doing there in kind of the inner city of Nashville. And so he'll be here to share a word. And then Jassy Chaco from Impart, which has a global, is a global partner of ours, and they're primarily ministering in India. He'll be back to share with us as well, which I always look forward to hearing from him. So that is what's on tap for the summer. And anything else?
No. Okay. We are going to do some ministry partner gatherings and celebrations. Summer is a time to hang.
Yes.
And hang outside and get together. And so, yeah, we're going to have some of those per campus. Mm-hmm. So we don't have all those for you here, but you should have already heard from a worship leader at your campus, or we'll be hearing from them soon on an opportunity to get together and hang out.
Hang out with your families, too. Get to know everybody.
Yeah. Bring everyone.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we have a new song this month in June. As we're recording, we just played it one weekend, but we're all pretty stoked about it. It's Awaken the Anthem,
mm-hmm.
from our friends down the road at New Life. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a jam of a song.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a call to worship lyrically. Musically, I think, will stretch us all in the right ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we kind of view too, like, Jesus did it. The other kind of, it's kind of a gospel adjacent song that we introduced. Hopefully maybe crack the door open, mm-hmm. for another gospel adjacent song, Awaken the Anthem. Yeah, no, it's awesome. The chorus is just like a hallelujah chorus,
mm-hmm.
super singable. I mean, I think it's going to be an awesome way to just kind of get the room going.
Yeah.
And musically, hopefully we'll be just fun to play.
Totally.
Yeah, which matters.
Liam and Mallory, syntax and fun music matters.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the other
that's
side
good.
Of the mug.
When we, yeah, when we pick songs, of course we're looking for theological
yes.
Truth
yep.
and depth.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it needs to be a good song.
Yeah.
And I think this is both of those things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mallory and Liam, you guys just had your first weekend on the team at Woodman, and you guys both got to be part of that song. What stood out to you about Awaken the Anthem?
I think it's really fun, and it, yeah, it's easy to play. I love anything that has like a swing to it. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, like you said, it's kind of a little bit out of the normal. I mean, it goes out of the normal, like four worship chords, you know, it's got a fun walk up, and like, that's really fun. And, the harmonies are really cool too. So I really also love the line, like, a praise that is costly. Mm-hmm. And, that's, I think, in Chronicles, but I just really love that because I don't think enough worship songs talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really powerful line about bringing our worship to God, not just when it's easy,
yeah,
right?
Like
but
a sacrifice.
When it's, yeah, yeah, when it's a sacrifice, mm-hmm. of praise. So, yeah, awesome. How about you, Liam?
Yeah, just like the song is that God's greater than, you know, our struggles and the things we're going through, greater than everything,
mm-hmm.
and we give him praise for that.
Yeah.
And just like Mallory said, like, praise when we don't want to, praise when it's costly, you know, a life of worship, like we're saying hallelujah, like praise the Lord,
yes.
you know, and just singing that to him, yeah, even when it's hard, even when we don't want to, and then even having people next to us in the congregation sing that over us when we can't sing the words.
Amen.
You know?
Yeah.
So
for sure.
And yeah, just musically, it's amazing. The electric guitar and the bridge is just,
yeah, it gets
so
a
nice.
Shreddy.
It is so nice. So
a little bluesy.
Tasteful shredding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That verse was definitely out of Samuel, not Chronicles.
Carson, Is gospel adjacent a widely used term, or is this a TM, Carson Smith?
I wouldn't normally claim something, but I think I can claim that.
I feel like you
can. And I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome.
I'm not one to do that, but I... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We all know what gospel music sounds like,
yeah,
and the chords in it that I don't know how to play without Googling them first.
Mm-hmm.
Gospel adjacent, I feel like it like still hits like the soul of gospel music, but maybe musically is a little more accessible.
It's the worship initiative genre of gospel. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's, okay. Yeah.
Okay, sure. Cool. Well, congrats on that.
I can't say for sure. I'm still worried that I heard it somewhere, but I want to claim it.
I mean, locally, let's just say.
Like, if I could go to Spotify and sort by gospel adjacent.
Oh, that'd be sick. Yeah.
Just like
then it wasn't
Maverick
yours.
City, Awaken the Anthem, Jesus Did It.
That's good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, that's it for On the Radar. Let's get into new music. I have always really loved the singer-songwriter John Guerra. He used to be with Vertical Worship in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he always had like one or two songs on the album, and they were always like super singer-songwriter, like
mm-hmm.
very like contemplative.
Mm-hmm.
But he's put out solo projects as well. His last album, I like just... loved, and he just put out a new one called Ordinary Ways. And he always describes his music as not worship music but devotional music, so it's like it's very thoughtful and a bit repetitive and meditative, and but musically super interesting too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's so talented. His voice is amazing. His wife is super talented too, and yeah, lots of like strings and interesting textures and all that. So definitely would recommend the album. Good like morning coffee music. But maybe we can play a clip from Let a Little Light In.
Devotional music, worship adjacent?
It's worship adjacent.
Okay.
I have been really loving a singer songwriter. She's based out of Nashville, but her name is Cicely, and she just came out with an album called 19, and it is just like super awesome, like lyrically, like. Her lyrics are super sound, just super, just theologically rich. Like, one of her songs, Count Me In, is like, she asks the question, like, will you say, well done, good and faithful servant? And she talks about sacrifice in her songs. And like, another line is like, I recognize my leading pride led me wrong. Like, her lyrics are very real. But the writing is really amazing. I really love the singer-songwriter sound, but a lot of her songs can be used like congregationally as well. But I've been listening to one like crazy. It's called Look at You, and I think she released it like a few years ago, but it's played in like open D and like the acoustic just has a really warm sound, and it's easy to play, but it's really beautiful. And it just talks about, like, it's kind of almost the same idea as Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Like, when I look at you, like, everything else, nothing else matters anymore. And I just, like, really, really love her stuff and really inspired by her writing.
Awesome. Let's play a clip.
Just when I thought I had it figured out on my own. Recognize my leading pride, led me wrong. And all the work I'd done till now had almost gone down the drain.
That's good. Mallory was really stressed about
yes. Okay.
What song to pick.
There were so many artists that are, like, so amazing that I
and you just and gotta I pick one.
Wanted to name them all. And so I just, like, chose on the fly.
That was a great choice.
Part of worship ministry that I sometimes neglect is like listening to new releases and just new songs coming out that could be used in corporate worship. It says in the Bible to, you know, sing to the Lord a new song, right? So I've been trying to listen to more. Definitely landed on the new Elevation album recently. Probably my favorite song so far on the track is Nobody.
Me too.
Easily?
Yeah.
Oh, same. Like, we gather each Sunday for Jesus, because of Jesus, and the song is all about, Jesus, and that he is our king and he reigns above it all because he has risen from the grave, because he died for our sins and rose from the grave. So I just love that. It's also just super singable. I mean, the melody is incredibly easy. It seems like you could put it in a church and, mm-hmm. you know, in a few weeks your congregation would know the words and be singing a song. So definitely a top pick for me.
Yeah, I feel like that chorus melody is just, like, it's fresh and new, but it also just feels home. Yeah. Like, it's just singing out the names of who Jesus is. So let's play a clip. And lastly, I don't know if you guys know this, but Woodman worship during COVID, we spent, you know, some time when church was not gathering, trying to do some songwriting. And we did write a couple songs, and two of them have been released. One of them has been locked in the vault this whole time.
The vault.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now it has been released. It has been let out.
And like the Disney vault.
Yes.
Yeah. The Woodman vault.
The Woodman worship vault.
They put the movies away and then they
Release it out. On like the 20-year anniversary.
Yeah.
This is the
3-year anniversary.
3-year anniversary of when this
of it
song
being done.
Was already done, just sitting waiting for someone to listen to it. It's called Where Can I Go? And who was part of writing that one?
Kristen Woolley,
mm-hmm.
Our amazing intern, Joanna.
Yeah.
That shows how long ago that this happened. And myself.
Awesome.
And Brian Whitman, obviously help like record and produce everything. Mm-hmm. And Jess Newman played keys and Josh Day played bass. And yeah, team
yeah.
effort.
Yeah,
for
it's
sure.
It's a great song. It has been, I think we featured it on one of the online services where based on Psalm 139, and I think Josh was preaching on it, so it just fit. But now it's out for the world to enjoy. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, wherever. All the places. So we'll definitely throw it in the newsletter here, but hope you guys enjoy that song as well.
Yeah, not a song we'll be playing on weekends or anything, but I think we kind of viewed it as, you know, it's done. Mm-hmm. We put some work in.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I think it's a good song. So let's just like put it out. Mm-hmm. So there it is.
Here's a clip. Where can I go? Your love won't find me. Where can I go? You're not near. In the morning, in the evening, in the moments in between. Where can I go? Your love won't find me. You find me. You find me. It's
time. All right, the moment you've been waiting for all year.
All year.
Oh, yeah. Everyone, like...
Since last June 7th.
Like we all look forward to Christmas, we all look forward to the intern hot seat.
Oh, my gosh.
It's real.
It's real. Better than any reality TV show, because they're going to actually get to meet you and hear and know these people we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is true.
So let's get into it. Dale, roll the jingle. Hot seat. All right. You will each answer every question.
Okay.
All right. We'll start off soft. How did you get connected with the internship?
Eric showed up at my school and was very convincing. And then another intern from a few years ago, shout out Liz Amos. Mm-hmm. She said that it was really amazing. And yeah. So that's how.
We paid her 20 bucks a year. We've been paying Liz to like just tell people it was amazing. Finally, we can stop.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Liam?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Eric came to my college campus and I was walking around and I needed an internship for credit for my college. And so I was going through a few tables and talked to Eric. It was probably not going to be an option I was going to consider. Just because me and my wife live in Joplin and we'd have to figure out different expenses with our lease and everything. God really provided, different things, and things just fell in place. So it seemed like the right option. Mm. Yeah.
Do you have any siblings? And if so, what's your order in the birth order?
Go ahead.
I have an older sister.
Oh, okay. Mallory?
And she's better than you.
Yeah, no, this is all making sense. Yeah.
I have 7 siblings, 6 of which are adopted, and I am the 3rd oldest.
That, I mean, we could spend the whole podcast just asking questions.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But we won't. You can ask them in
the
green room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. you can only lead one song for the rest of your life. What is it? So this is worship music. What are you leading for the rest of your life?
I was like, oh, do I want to say it? Just because it's kind of tricky. I've had trouble with it in the past. But Forever Yahweh, I think it's Elevation 2.
Yeah.
I think it's from their Lion. I think I love it just so much because it's nothing about us. It's literally just praising. Just praising God for who he is and all the names that he has. Because so much of worship music has kind of become like ways that we can gain from it. And that one really just brings me into just a place of just worship. And I really, really love it. So yeah, I will never, never stop leading that song.
Maybe Hymn of Heaven. It's just like singing about like our future hope in heaven, even in, you know, desperation. And then also like the ending chorus about bringing that moment right now and how we live and how we act and what we say and think.
I love that song.
The correct answer was Days of Elijah, but
oh.
We will move on.
Wow.
If you could have anyone's musical ability or voice, whose would it be?
Carson's.
We know that's not true.
Lizzie McAlpine, for
oh,
sure.
Yeah.
She just has a really beautiful tone, but she also really works hard at her craft with guitar. And so, like, her level of, like, voice and guitar is like a goal of mine for sure. Yeah.
That's a good question. Maybe I like David Ryan Harris a lot.
Who's that?
He an artist.
I've never heard Carson say who's that.
You yeah.
like, knows all the artists.
No, that? I don't. No, you I know. Don't. I really don't.
You know so many.
Yeah, he's an artist. You have to look him up.
All right, look him up.
Yeah.
What do you like about him?
Well, I like his voice. He's also just a great musician. And do you know Scary Pockets?
I love Scary Pockets.
Yeah, he sings with them sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'd probably recognize him then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out, Scary Pockets.
Facts.
What's the best dining experience of your life?
Oh, I literally know this already. A California burrito from any place in like the San Diego County. I was there last summer and everywhere I went, it was just amazing. I will never experience anything quite like that.
That answer is acceptable on this podcast.
Liam?
The best dining experience
of my life.
I don't know, like my 8th birthday.
Yeah.
What?
Actually, I'm not gonna ask for any more detail. What's the number one place you want to travel to?
Israel.
You stole mine. It's definitely Israel. I've been wanting to go for a while.
Going this summer.
The correct answer was Wisconsin.
That's right.
Born there and don't really plan on going back.
What's the best fast food? Hot seat.
I really like Cava. It's like
Cava?
Yeah. It's like,
is it a fast food place?
Define.
Yeah. Okay. I think so because it's
we're
like
drive through.
Okay,
window.
We're
would
talking
you, okay,
a drive through. Yeah. T-Bell. We're talking.
Would you
Carl's
count
Jr.
Chipotle as fast food?
No.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's fast casual.
There's no drive.
Whoa. Fast okay, casual. Right. I'm talking drive through.
Drive through.
American fast food.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
T-Bell, Del Taco, McDonald's. Carl's Jr.
What? Okay, it's not that.
That is the correct answer.
I don't know. I love a good McChicken, but I don't think it's like the best. I don't know.
Who?
McChicken.
I said I love a good such McChicken.
We'll go Culver's.
Oh, okay,
for Wisconsion.
Yeah. Yes, 100%. That is such a good answer.
That is such a good Midwest
answer. Stealing all of Liam's answers.
The correct answer is McDonald's. The app is the best for deals, and the Big Mac is...
You're not in the hot seat, Carson.
King Burger. Whoa. I know the answer to the question.
The correct answer, in my opinion, would be Cane's Chicken.
In
okay.
The
oh, Cane's? So good, okay. Too. But
I had Cane's
I think
yesterday.
Culver's is the right answer, actually.
I do like
so
Culver's.
I think that
Culver's, y'all?
Yeah,
I love it.
What? Yes.
Y'all. Anyone who says y'all doesn't know Culver's
exactly.
Like we know Culver's.
That's
Carson.
For sure.
Like
that's for sure.
Note. I like this.
Who's the funniest worship staff member so far?
Whoa. You better answer this carefully, Liam.
No judgment.
Let's get that question. Outside of worship ministry, what's another field that you'd love to gain expertise in?
Oh, definitely counseling.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like scuba diving.
Oh.
That's cool.
I feel
do you
like
want to change your answer now?
I feel like I should think of something exciting then. I don't know.
No, counseling, very exciting.
No.
Okay. I'll keep my answer.
All right, for the final question, what is your go-to Taco Bell order?
3 soft tacos and a Baja Blast.
Baja Blast, dude. Come on.
This is just funny because everywhere else I've been like torched for liking Taco Bell. But I mean, it's like not that bad for the price.
Good.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So
it's not the best fast food. It's behind McDonald's,
okay,
but it is very good.
Okay.
You mean Culver's?
I'll get like a chicken quesadilla. And then I just had something like a week ago. It was really good, but I don't know what it is. So that's not helpful. But
the correct answer is the Crunchwrap Supreme.
Oh, okay.
You said my
or
order.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the intern hot seat for this summer.
Did we pass?
You can. Yes, we will let you continue your internship.
Yes. Get to stay.
Yeah. You can terminate our contract at any point.
I do not have that ability, but.
And for the Taco Bell answer, terminated.
Yeah, yeah. All right, see, well, yeah, we're stoked to have you guys around. Yeah, feel free, when you see them in the green room, to grill them with all of your hot seat questions.
Yes.
Have them ready to go. Mm-hmm. They're ready.
They're ready.
Yeah, but that's it, I think, for this.
Oh, you know what?
What?
I remembered something.
Okay.
This past weekend was Ministry Partner Appreciation Weekend.
Yeah.
And woo! What
Who
better
do we
way
appreciate
you guys. What better way to close this podcast by saying how grateful we are for all of you, for the ways that you serve selflessly and joyfully and excellently with your craft, with your skills, with your love for the Lord. Helping lead our church in worship. And we have some handwritten thank you cards for you guys and a gift. There are actually 3 gifts you get to pick from one. And so if you guys didn't get to participate in Ministry Partner Appreciation Weekend last weekend, please stop by Connect Central at your campus and let them know that I believe they'll have that stuff saved to the side for you, or you can let your campus worship leader know and they'll make sure to get it to you. So we love you guys. We're so grateful for you and excited to hang this summer soon. All right. With
soon
that,
and very
peace.
Soon.
We're out.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.